Rodman, today I want to talk about the top three climbing mistakes. Let's cue that intro.
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. How is everybody getting on? If you follow me over on Instagram on roadman.cycling, you'll have seen in my Instagram stories that new kit has started to arrive. We got ourselves a Rodecaster Pro, I want to say, and the Shure SM7B microphone. All that's just tech speak for the podcast is about to go up a level. You guys are responding by starting to recommend the podcast to friends more and more. So I'm responding by starting to up my commitment level to you, the listener, up my sound quality. And constantly, look, it's not the Joe Rogan experience, but we're constantly moving the dial. I'm not competing against Joe Rogan. I'm competing against myself from last week, myself from last month. And I promise you, I'm going to keep getting better and better. With that being said, I've had a renewed push on Patreon since the start of the new year, and I've decided to take one episode per week and make it a Patreon's only episode. This week, the episode is why you feel mentally drained all the time. It's a brilliant episode, and it has some really tangible tips to avoid that mental drain. If you want to get access to that podcast, the only way you can do that is either A, you're a coaching client of ours, or B, you buy me a measly beer once a month and you'll get access to the secret podcast. You can buy me a beer over on patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh, and you're going to get access to the secret podcast each week. Today, Roadman, I want to talk about the top three climbing mistakes. This is one of the questions I am constantly asked in my Instagram DMs, and I don't mind getting asked the question over and over, but it feels like I've covered some of this before, but I just wanted to kind of, you know, package it tidily in this Roadman Bites podcast. You know, there's some lads out there and you just need to, you know, a cursory glance at them and you'll see they were born to climb. You know, looking back through old footage for years, we all know these riders. They just look effortless on the bike, and especially when the road goes uphill. We're thinking of the pirate Marco Pantani, friend of the show Tyler Hamilton, and modern era Egan Bernal. They just look like they're at one with the bike on those higher slopes and in the altitude. But this isn't the reality for most club riders. Most club riders absolutely hate climbing, and they get anxious at even the thought of a group ride or a solo ride which has to take in some hilly terrain. So today I wanted to give you three very tangible tips for starting to climb a little bit better and the common mistakes that I see. And these are especially going to be impactful for you if you're planning foreign sportifs or if you're living in a super hilly area. Thankfully for me as an 80 kilo rider in Ireland, the climbs are fairly short. You know, we can climb for 20 to 25 minutes, but we don't have those big alpine or Pyrenean passes. So first mistake I see is starting too fast on a climb. And the shining example I think of when I think of somebody starting too fast, and it was early in my cycling days, probably 2010, that's over 12 years ago, I'm aging myself there, went away to Les Deux Alpes with a group of friends, and we used to have this summer training camp where we'd go away and live like complete bums, and we'd ride our bikes all day. But one of my friends, who's actually a surgeon now, but he was super keen on Alpe d'Huez, and if I think about this mistake, I can still visualize him. He hit the bottom slopes of Alpe d'Huez, which is a 13 kilometer climb, almost full gas at a pace he could sustain for, I would say, maximum 5 minutes, and he absolutely blew his lights apart. He came apart so badly, but it's a mistake we see over and over. If you don't ride without a power meter, this happens an awful lot, especially if you don't have experience. When the slope starts going uphill, when the road starts going uphill, you somehow add on an extra 100 watts, but this isn't sustainable. If there's a climb, I always suggest to people, segment it into your head, break it into four quarters and aim to negative split each quarter. Negative split all the way up, and over the top, you can ride hard in that last quarter. But don't forget, unless it's a hill climb, you're still going to have to ride down the far side. You're going to have to ride in the valley. So you don't want to be going full gas, even over the top of these climbs. The second one I see people making such a mistake on all the time is fueling. Yes, we need to be eating, you know, roughly 60 to 80 grams of carbohydrates per hour. But if you look at your day's training, if you look at your event, say it's a Mallorca 312, an even distribution of that fueling across, you know, every 15 minutes doesn't work, because you're going to get caught on a long climb at some point and you're not going to be able to get a bar down your gullet. So you need to eat based on the terrain. And actually seeing one of our clients at the weekend, and it was just a reminder to me, because I'd actually forgotten about this, but he came out on his first group ride and he's only started with structure training a few months and made great progress, but came out on the group ride at the weekend and it's his first time in that group setting. And it just hit home to me the importance of eating when the pace is down, because when the pace is on or when you're going uphill, you don't always get a chance. Now, you can have softer foods, like you can have gels or you can have liquid calories when you're going uphill. It's not as much of a problem. But even getting a gel, coordinating, getting a gel out of your back pocket in a race, going uphill, it's not that easy. So you want to be eating in the valleys, you want to be eating on the gentler slopes, and just making your peace with it. It's going to be quite difficult to eat anything solid once the road kicks up. So fueling based on your terrain and a bit of advanced planning really helps on that, and knowing the windows and how long they're going to be where you're not going to be able to fuel. So fueling in advance of those. The last one, it's posture. And this may sound like a stupid one, but energy conservation is such an important part of climbing. And if you look at the pros, they're effortless. The only thing that moves up and down like pistons is their legs pumping up, down, up, down, up, down. But if you look at amateurs, they're all over the bike. They're like, some of them are pedaling with their shoulders, they're pedaling with their arms, their elbows, their wrists, their knees, everything. It's not the piston up and down. All this movement, arms, shoulders, back, hips, this all needs to be powered. This all needs calorie expenditure to power this. And it's not moving us forward. It's making us less aerodynamic. But more than that, it's an energy expenditure which isn't propelling us forward. It's not going through the pedals. So even as you fatigue, use your gears to go down a gear or two, so you're not fighting the bike. So you're not in a mixed martial arts fight with the bike trying to wrestle it into submission up the climb. Focus on staying smooth. Think of those great riders. Think of Egan Bernal climbing. Think of Pogacar climbing. Think of Roglic climbing. Smooth, smooth, smooth. Perfect circles. Pushing down on the pedals. And then it's almost as if you're scraping shit off the sole of your shoe. Pulling up. Round concentric circles all the way around. Folks, there are three tips that if you're struggling with climbing, they are really going to help. Don't forget, we're back again tomorrow. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode yesterday with John Lally. I absolutely loved that. It was amazing getting to chat with a fellow dub, a fellow podcast host, and he just has some brilliant concepts on health, happiness, and longevity. And although the episode, I think it ran to almost an hour, it was one of my favorite chats on the podcast in a long, long time. As I say, the podcast is going up a notch. Something which I haven't called for before, but I'm going to increasingly call for it going forward, because I believe, and I've been reliably told, that it makes such a difference. If you're listening to the podcast on Apple, even if you're not listening to Apple, if you can go across to Apple, and if you can rate the podcast, if you can review the podcast, and if you can subscribe to the podcast over there, I would be much indebted to you. Roadman, thank you very much, and I will chat to you again tomorrow. Roadman, before you rush off, I want to mention something completely new. We've recently just formed the new Roadman Cycling Club. So there's two elements to this club. One, it's a virtual club. You can join it anywhere in the world. And two, it's an in-person club based in Ireland. So if you're a racing cyclist in Ireland and you're looking for a team to race in the colours of next season, if you're looking to hang out with some amazing people and do group rides on the weekend, go and check it out. It's roadmancycling.com/roadmancc. The link is in the show notes. Hope you can join us as part of the new Roadman Cycling Club.